Rick Goddard on ABC Radio Hobart.
Today is World Refugee Day. There's a huge number, the biggest number in the history of all time of people who have fled from their homes. Most of them don't get to developed countries like ours, 16%, hardly anyone really. Mostly they're in third world or other countries neighbouring where the conflict is. So we only deal with a tiny piece of the problem. But deal with it we do. And I thought it'd be interesting this morning to hear from someone who has come here from Iran, Hussein Hamadani. Hi, Hussein. Thanks for coming in. This is his first radio interview as well, so he's very brave. Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure.
And Emily Church is from the Phoenix Centre, who works through the Migrant Resource Centre with refugees who've experienced trauma arriving in Tassie. G'day.
Hello, how are you doing?
Very, very well, thank you. I mean, how much of the refugee intake to Australia do we see here in Tassie, Emily? It must be a tiny proportion.
It is a very small percentage of the overall intake. In saying that, it's balanced, I think, based on population size and what's manageable for each different state. So it's a negotiation that works quite well as far as timing, suitability, and with the goal of really being able to ensure a really positive settlement outcome for the new communities that we have moved to different states.
Yeah, and the resources, I guess, that we have here.
Yeah.
So, Hussein, when did you arrive in Tasmania?
Well, I came to Australia 2013, July 2013, yeah.
That's a day you won't forget.
And yeah, no, never.
What was it like arriving in Australia?
Well, I came here by boat. Yeah, it was very scaring trip or journey, you know. It was awful trip, but I remember a lot of bad things, you know. So, yeah, I think it was a very big challenge for me because I never left the home. I never left the family. So it was very difficult for me when I left home and came to Australia as a refugee, especially on my journey in the trip, in the boat. Yeah, it was very scary.
And where in Australia did the boat arrive?
Well, I've been in the... we were lost, actually, you know, because we were in the ocean. I think the Army Australia, they catch us. Mm-hmm. And it was close to Darwin, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Close to Christmas Island, sorry.
And then were you in detention here for how long?
I've been in the detention center in the Christmas Island for about 45 days. And then they sent me another detention center in the Darwin. Yeah, I've been there 2 weeks, almost enclosed, 2 months, about 2 months. I'm so lucky for that. I haven't been in the detention center a long time, yeah.
They're relatively short times in Australia. And then did you come straight to Tasmania?
No. I went to Brisbane and then moved to Sydney. I lived for Sydney for a while and then I'm in Tassie, beautiful place.
And you like it here? What makes living here work well for you?
Well, I've been in Tassie several times, you know, in my life. The first time I came to Hobart, I said, wow, this is a beautiful place and I really love it. That's why I apply for scholarship and I really enjoy it and really love it, and that's why I apply for.
Hussein Hamadani is a full-time student studying social work with his background in engineering, came to Australia in 2013 by boat. And from when you left Iran till you felt you had a home in Australia, how long was that period of time?
2 months, yeah.
From leaving Iran?
Yeah, because I went to Indonesia. I've been in Indonesia. I lived a while, I think a month. Uh-huh. I live in Indonesia because I have to wait, you know. Struggle. Yeah. Yeah, and then, I moved to Australia.
And where's the rest of your family?
They're in Iran, yeah.
Can you ever see them?
Well, last year I met with them in the Thailand unfortunately I came back to Iran because I was arrested. I was persecution, so which is sad. I came back to my country, but I met with them in Thailand last year. Yeah.
And building a life here, What's helped you? Have you made friends in Tassie? Has it been easy?
Well, Tassie, beautiful place. I meet with lovely people, so many lovely people. Yeah, so incredible people and so lovely people here. I really love it and really enjoy. This is beautiful, amazing place. Yeah, I love it.
Emily works with the Phoenix Centre with refugees who've come who are traumatised. I mean, Hamadini's story, Hussein's story, is quite unusual in how fast he's managed to move through all those processes. Is this typical for what you hear?
Look, I mean, Hussein, I think being that he came through asylum seeker process is actually quite unique in itself, and it shows incredible strength and courage through his journey and his settlement, and to have his goals, determination, courage and resilience living in here today with us is quite profound. The journeys are extremely traumatic to hear about. The experiences prior to needing to leave their countries are amazingly shocking for a lot of people in Australia. But it does talk to the resilience and it does talk to the determination. And Hussein is an absolute embodiment of that determination to be starting a new career, a new life in Tasmania and just looking towards his future.
And you sort of skipped a little bit, Hussein, over the journey and also over the persecution that you experienced. I mean, you ran, you left your country with fear of your life.
Because they know a lot of information from me. Yeah, I was very lucky that time. Yeah, I escaped, you know, because I was very scared. Might catch me in the airport. So, yeah, I was very lucky for that.
And people live with the fear that the government might still come and find you here. Is that right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, because I'm born in a Muslim family. So if you change your religion, you cannot change your religion when you're born in a Muslim family. So you're going to get in trouble and it's a penalty death or you're going to be in the jail for a while. So,
And we hear stories from various countries. One story I read today was about the Taliban would like drag people in before soccer matches and have them stoned to death in front of the crowds. I mean, really brutal behavior. And this is happening, this kind of thing, in different ways in countries all over the world, the sort of brutality people escape, which, Emily, we can't even imagine in Australia.
We can't fathom it. It is profound. It is shocking. It is It builds the passion in a lot of people, I think, for that fight against impunity that is happening around the world because it is so incredibly wrong. Amazing people are having their rights removed and the chance to just be a decent human being and live a life because of other views or opinions which are overriding what is basically human rights.
What message would you like to share with the community for World Refugee Day?
Well, I want to say thank you for Community Australia, especially Tassie community. The beautiful people, lovely people, and just give a welcome to refugee, and please, because they already has a lot of stress, and just I think just want to give a welcome to them. And
yeah, and maybe like Tassie needs to be a bit better at giving jobs to people who didn't go to school with them.
That would be fantastic. Yes.
Yeah. Reach out a little bit.
It's seeking those opportunities is what we see every single day. And Hussein is an example of that, seeking opportunities to start new and contribute as much as they can. So we need to match that. We need to meet it where it's at.
Great to talk to you both this morning. Thank you so much.